You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up? What's the deal? It's your girl T Streets.
What's up?
Or Stuff the Wood T. You can follow me at Yep She Cold, YUPSHEKOLD. And today you are.
Bitch.
Oh, sorry. This is the Uncut Unbothered podcast.
You were about to say it.
Where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. The podcast about four intellectual black women being who we are and saying what we want. Whatever the fuck we want.
What's up, Stuff the Wood T? What's the deal?
What's the deal, Miss D?
Not much. You know, it's your girl, Miss D, on the ones and twos. Y'all can follow me on Simon Dora, the two underscores. And today we have what you all have been waiting for, my male followers. We have two gentlemen in the room today. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves.
What's up, everybody? Yo, my name is Beans. You feel me? A lot of y'all might know me as AJ as well. Silly individual, you know, just talking some real uncut shit. You feel me? No filter at all.
Okay. That energy.
You feel me? Been sipping Remy. Instagram, you know, Snapchat, Remy and Lyle 31. You feel me? Go follow me. You know, I'm on there talking shit as well, like always. Goofy, silly shit.
Okay. Thanks for coming out, Beans.
Most definitely.
Damn, my fucking head keep touching the mic and shit. I'm Big Marco. Everybody know me on Instagram. It's Big Marco. Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. Two underscores, BIGMARCO. You know? Come here to talk my shit. I already got my own show, but I'm about to fuck y'all shit up.
Go ahead. Shout out your show.
Follow the platform. Instagram, The Platform LLC, and my YouTube channel, The Platform. Like, subscribe, share, all that good shit. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. I want to thank you two gentlemen for coming in and representing with us today.
I thank you for having me. I like this environment, though. This really, it's acoustical.
Yeah.
I like this shit.
Well, no problem.
And we got good drinks and shit. I like the vibe right now. I like the atmosphere right now.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if we can spark up the Stuff the Wood tea, go ahead and have that wood rolled up.
Okay.
Most definitely could have passed him up for a show.
Shout out to Jasmine. She's not with us today, but shout out to Jasmine, just Jazz 90.
Oh yeah, my girl classy ass Ash. She is running a little bit late, but we gonna speed her up to the process. So T,
what's the deal? Since we talking about weed, y'all, I got a question. Since we just make that shit legal, what y'all preference? Medical weed? Or
hell no.
or the hood shit. What y'all got to say?
I stay supporting the trappers.
Listen,
I don't need shop dispensary.
Okay.
I gotta go to the house.
I gotta go to the house.
I don't need fuck with dispensary. I gotta go to the house.
Oh
yeah, I can't fuck with dispensary weed. The only dispensary weed that I would smoke is House of Dank. And it's been a minute, so I don't even know what they're working with, but I like the hood.
Uncut and Unbothered does not support any dispensary individually.
I'm just saying, if you ask my preference, I'm going to say House of Dank.
I got to knock on the door. I got to go knock on the door. I want to go to no dispensary. Hey, cuz, it's me, baby.
Honestly, I got to shout out to 420 Dank. My nigga Trick Trick Dispensary, that shit be slapping. I ain't going to lie, that they got deals. Crazy. He be having that shit for $25 a 3-5. I can't lie to y'all.
Okay, that's on the street.
Man, I can't lie to y'all. That's that shit loud.
That's on the street,
though.
You
can't depend on the street, though, like you depend on, you feel me?
You can't depend on your street.
I'm just saying, though, man, you fuck around call the weed, man. He going to always say, should I be there in a minute? And that minute be about a good hour or so, man. Every time, though. Y'all know this how this shit be, man.
Which brings me back to my point. I'd rather go knock on that bucket, though, because I'm all sad.
You
are in a real trap house.
Yeah, Listen, I'm sorry. It's nothing like walking in the candy store and looking at every single different candy bar and picking out what you want.
Exactly.
I can have whatever I want. I could smell it. I could try. Let me pick that. Oh, I like the way that smell. Yeah, all that. Cause your weed man only got one type of weed. He only gonna show you what he wants you to buy.
Right. I've been buying the same weed for the last 60 days. I don't want no different weed.
Well, you got some good shit.
I'm telling you.
What happens when the bag changes? That's all I'm saying. Cause the bag do change.
It do change though.
The bag always changes.
At least my peoples do.
Come on, man. Talk about it. Shout out your weed man. Where he at?
I swear to God.
Drop the handles.
I swear to God.
I'm talking about drop the handles. We ain't trying to get my man's locked up.
We'll drop it off the fucking record. All right. We have to drop that off the record.
Okay. So that unofficial shit. Because I'm trying to see something.
Yeah, we got to drop that bitch off the record.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new weed, man, anyway. I'm trying to smoke that rapper weed. Listen, I smoke some rapper weed.
The rappers be going to the dispensaries. You can't tell me they don't.
No,
they do.
They fuck with the dispensaries. But not all the rappers, though. See, you got to know your rappers, man.
Man, what rapper weed you be smoking on, though?
Listen.
That shit they put in the black in the little Ziploc bag.
No, it wasn't even in the Ziploc bag. It was
they probably be overcharging for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Knocking on the door. What's up,
cuz? That's the best weed.
No, it's
and
not
when I
always
say I was
the best
so
weed.
High, no, listen.
They rapper, sell mints at the weed house. You know they do.
They nah, do, but dude. Like he said, if you got somebody that got that consistent bag, they going to stay consistent and they not going to try to fuck up they money.
No bullshit. For the last 60 days, I've been batting the same weed. Like I just really started smoking Cookie in the last 3 months. I was an OG
really?
Type of nigga because the Cookie had me too lazy. So I never really like it. Like it smoked good, but I gotta not have nothing to do.
Yeah, just
to smoke
chill.
That shit.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a weed connoisseur. I'm smoking shit. OG Cookie Glue. You know, I fuck
yeah,
same,
I'm
though,
smoke,
you feel me?
But
I fuck
same.
With the glue heavy though. But
that Cookie shit, something different.
That Cookie something different, though.
So did y'all vote for them in the past to be
hell yeah.
I ain't gonna vote, man. Oh, my God. I didn't went and Google something.
We
like,
need another not, sound on here.
But no. Beans, to be honest with you, I'm not even mad at you because I was one of them people that did not want to go fucking vote. They had to make me go and vote. I didn't want to go vote. I stay on the west side. I had to go all the way to East Point to vote. So it was like, this thing.
But you could have fixed that. You could have re-registered at your current address.
It was the last minute, though. But I'm like, I stay in the city. I'm voting for, I don't know shit.
You don't know who you're voting for. Talk about it. Talk about it. You just made an uneducated vote.
You just drew a silly-ass break. You like.
I know what the fuck I was voting for and nothing. I just was like Democrat. Oh, they
that's
name
really
sound black. Look,
that's
they
really
name sound black. That's how it was.
I didn't give a fuck if they sounded white. If it was Democrat by that bitch, I didn't give a fuck.
Right. I was like Democrat. When I
don't even know
her name sound
vote.
Her
Republican
sound black. Let me go.
Hey cuz. They. I guess the people in here, they need some of that thigh out.
Right.
He in my lab right now. They need some of that thigh out.
But I'm like, I didn't know who I was voting for. I just know, yes, on all the proposals. Shit.
Man, all I knew, everybody was talking about some shit. Vote yes for the weed. So I'm looking like shit. I probably would have did that. But they talking about it was more important shit. Like, what, though? Like,
be real, though.
The districts.
Be real, though. Let's peep this up, Beans. Let's just say you did vote. What would be the real reason you voted for?
I would have weed. I simply would have.
That's exactly why I voted for the weed. I didn't feel the other shit because I was there.
You don't know how much time I'd have been locked up and been on probation
for weed.
For like a 3-5 or a 1-7, some bullshit like that. You feel me?
Yeah, and that was about to get ready to say that really? A lot of people feel like we shouldn't have voted yes on that proposal.
I mean,
because they was going to tax it, all the other underlying bullshit.
But they're not going to tax us. They're going to tax the dispensaries. That's where they fucked up at.
Yeah.
They about to smoke the fuck out the dispensaries. Yeah. They about to put some tax on that weed.
Yeah,
like,
because they noticed like how when they was just talking about legalizing and how all these dispensaries just popped the fuck up out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Because they knew it was about to legalize it in a minute. That's why they started putting all dispensaries everywhere. They knew it was about to happen sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they got to come correct, though. They don't got to get the fuck on, though.
Dispensary weed be booty, bro.
No, not true.
I love it, though.
It does.
I don't like dispensary weed.
Some street weed,
bro. It's the
too,
same
though.
Bag. I'm telling you, the same bag from Cali. They dropping that bitch off at the Weed Man House, and they dropping that bitch off at the dispensary. It's the same bag.
The dispensaries is knocking on doors.
I believe that. Yeah,
I
believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
I've heard that.
They've been doing that, though.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's what
you
see by weed off the street.
And put it. They call it
a
premium weed.
Yeah, that's
and they put it on the
top
shelf.
Yeah. I know exactly what y'all talking about. I know exactly what y'all talking about.
So
that's
why
no
would
lie.
I just go buy weed from the dispensary when I can just go knock on the door like he said? Hey, what's up, cuz?
My only problem is the inconsistency.
But
I want to know what
about,
I'm buying.
We live out in the that's burbs, though, man. We live in the burbs. You feel what I'm saying?
It's hard.
Don't nobody got crud in the burbs.
False.
You feel what I'm saying?
Talking
man,
false.
Don't nobody got no crud in the burbs.
You ain't trying to drop no handles. Be quiet.
As soon as you call that guy, as soon as you call this guy he's talking about, though, I guarantee you, though, as soon as you call that guy, he's not going to answer the phone. And we talking about like at
but see, a
all
lot
times
of weed men, they
all
don't.
Times
y'all,
of the
people be wanting
that
weed.
I can go to the east side in the hood and get weed at any time, though. You see what I'm saying? But
he don't go to bed.
Who?
Talk about
my people.
He don't get tired.
All you do is play the game.
This nigga got the ultimate plug. I'm tired of this nigga.
This nigga got bullshit, cuz. I'm too much.
His plug to flash.
That's right.
Benoist.
He don't deliver, but at the same time, he'd be ready for you.
He'd be ready.
That's another thing, though. Don't nobody who sell crud even deliver anymore. These are the laziest weed man. You gotta come get it. What kind of shit is this?
It's like, I know what I get. If you want to
come get it. Right. Like, he's a hot commodity.
Yeah, like, okay, I ain't know what he
get. Yeah,
like, it's going to sell itself.
And since we speaking about drugs, what all drugs y'all have y'all tried?
Oh, man, I'm off drugs right now. I ain't going to lie to you.
Remy and weed. You hear me? Remy and Lyle.
Like, y'all ain't never experimented with no other drugs.
Shit. I did perks, burst.
Okay, my bad. I did a perk when I had a toothache. I didn't have a perk.
I did a perk head ass, so I want to let y'all know I do know how to feel about a perk right now. Is it an upper? It puts me jittery as fuck. I be pumped.
Really?
See, my leg won't stop fucking shaking.
We got a perk head. We doing a perk. It's time for the percolator.
That bitch had me going.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I did a Xanax before. That was not for me.
A who, bitch?
Nah, hell no.
Xanax. You mean a Zanny?
People be looking crazy.
Listen, sweetheart, when I say I don't remember what happened, I woke up.
That's
like,
why I stopped fucking with him.
I can't fuck with that shit. If I can't remember what I'm doing or what happened or what type of mind state I was in, I got to be around all people I love.
I used to always thought that somebody went in my pocket the next day because I spent my money and didn't remember I spent it all.
Exactly. When I say complete blackout, like.
That's why I stopped fucking with that shit.
What, Zanny?
Zanny's, yeah.
I never did a Zanny. My doctor tried to prescribe me because I got anxiety, and she tried to prescribe me them, and I was like, you ain't about to get me addicted to that drug. Like, I'm straight. Like, mm-hmm. I just deal with it the best way I know how to deal with it, and that's by smoking weed and chilling.
Thank God.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying, man?
That's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with
but I had.
She told you I was irritating all day with the bill.
But I've experimented with lean. I had lean too.
Have any of y'all did some powder?
No.
Me neither. I'm trying to see if y'all did.
You trying to get the party started.
I've experimented with ecstasy though.
Damn, talk about it.
But see, it really enhances your mood. Like, whatever the kind of person you are and whatever moods you're in, it just make you that.
It's so crazy though. That's really what a perk do. Like a perk.
So you pop a bean and you trying to go fuck.
I mean,
a perk is like
that's my natural self anyway. Like I be ready to fuck any day. My nigga can call me right now. You want to do it? Yep, I'll be there at 4:15.
Take about 15 minutes to get there. Yep.
I'm a pop purse. I always had a clip. Like, you know how all the girls y'all familiar with the term perk work?
Yeah. Listen. My ex hit me with some perk work, right?
What?
I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it.
Perk work only been out for so long, so hey.
That's what I was asking though. But
her boyfriend is about to get in that ass and this shit.
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm just dating.
The reason why I asked though,
you know, dating is perk more dating. Somebody explain.
Okay, let me break it down for you. The perk work is what you do to the bitch after you pop the perk. You get a bitch to work.
You fuck, bitch.
You fuck. I didn't get that perk where I popped the perk and I fell asleep on that bitch, though. Y'all better quit fucking lying, dog.
But listen, let me tell you.
That's because you out there goddamn brown. The brown had you down.
My ex hit me with that perk work. And when I say I was annoyed, like I legit wanted to square up with that nigga. Yes, like, bitch, get the fuck off of me. Like, you not about to just be, I'm not, bitch.
Why? What was he doing?
Just trying to just straight power drive my shit. Like, that nigga tried to go in. I'm like, bro, I'm like, this is sensitive. This is my whole vagina, bitch. Like,
it don't matter no more. It's like when you get off a perk, it's like you just disrespect the bitch. Like,
yeah, and I he really tried to, like, and I was like, no, like, to the point where I fired on that nigga. I don't give a fuck about firing on that nigga. Like, I'll fire on that nigga, bitch. Get the fuck off. You got me fucked up.
Like, you can fuck a bitch 10 times. You fuck the bitch off the perk. It's like, you gonna fuck her like you're trying to prove
it. Stuff the wood tea. Stuff the. You need to tell Beans about me.
Duh, she mean as hell, bro.
I mean
as
fuck.
He fat on her cause he fucked you, man, down to the ground.
She fat on
nigga,
dog.
I fat on that nigga cause he tried to dog walk my little pussy. Like, no, this is sacred. She is sweet. Don't do
ain't
that
no,
to her.
Ain't she sweet about no pussy?
That
she
is sweet.
What?
See, here you go.
Man, ring
the bell. That wasn't the right sound effect. Ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
No, y'all not getting no bell. We about to move on to the next subject.
No, he legit tried to just like you say, like disrespect me, and I'm like,
it just come with it. Like you don't down be your intentions though. But when you in the mood,
boyfriend and girlfriend, it don't even matter. However you fuck you.
Even if we is boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm really about to disrespect you. Nah,
it does matter.
You just trying to get fucked real quick.
It does matter.
And that's what I think men have it confused. They feel like if we not boyfriend or girlfriend, you don't have to do no foreplay before we fuck.
Listen.
Or none of that.
You
like,
gotta eat my dick.
You gotta lick
and
it.
And you gotta eat my pussy before you put your... Okay? You have to. You have
bitch,
to.
You gotta eat
where these rules be coming from? What is it?
You don't want to get ate up, cuz?
It's unwritten. No,
I gotta get ate up. I ain't gonna lie.
She talking about we got to, though. I'm saying.
You don't have to.
If you...
Yeah, she definitely got to.
If you want
me to enjoy it. If you want your dick sucked, you have... It's a... two-way street. You want your dick sucked? You got to eat my pussy.
So you want a little monkey see, monkey do?
It's a lot of freaky bitches out here that just like to eat.
No, that's just how it goes.
It's a lot of freaky bitches that just like to eat dick too, though.
I'm a freaky bitch and I like to eat.
I like to eat dick for no reason.
For no reason, but
no, that's a reason.
No,
it's a but. That's a mean. It's a reason.
No, it's all. All we trying to say is it goes hand in hand. I ain't got no problem doing it as long as you go and do the same thing. It's the same thing. Favor for favor, bro. Favor for favor.
You know who I thought about today? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I can call him Rudy.
Damn.
Talk about it, sis, because it's okay to eat the booty, too.
Oh, yeah.
I had this.
You ate a guy's ass?
No.
Listen,
no.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's what she said. She said, like, yes, it's all right to eat the booty. I'm like, whoa.
No, because I had
what y'all invite me to?
I had this guy, this one guy who just used to just do it all the time. Like, every time.
Ass?
Yes.
Every
and
time.
I fucked it up because he
that
wanted me to call him a nickname. And I'm like, you a grown-ass man. Your mama named you Clay. I'm going to call you Clay. But
what do you want you to call him?
Rudy.
What's his real name?
Devin.
Hey, Clay, let me find out what
Right. You see why I'm like, I'm not about to call you Rudy, but shit, I miss that shit, Rudy.
You know that nigga was gay, right?
You know cuz was gay.
That nigga name was Rudy Booty.
Hey,
she
Rudy.
Ever fucking with a homosexual.
Rudy like the booty.
First of all, you don't gotta be gay to eat the booty.
Every time we did
so
it.
So don't do that. Nope.
Every time we did man, it, he ate my ass.
He's just a freaky ass nigga.
Bro, that's like me being like, I'm not finna call you Beans. Your mama didn't name you Beans.
Exactly.
So what though?
Ain't about to call you a total opposite name.
It's different
if you had a nickname, but how you calling somebody a whole nother name?
And that was my argument.
Like you got a whole nother name.
That was
like
my argument.
Like call me Poppy or some silly shit. He talking about call me a whole nother name, a whole nother government name.
But shit, I missed that mouth. Hey, Rudy.
Rudy, if you in my lab or in somebody lab, tap in. She missed you.
Hey, Rudy.
Yeah,
I miss you licking that.
Come lick this ass,
Rudy. Rudy, who licked the booty.
Yeah. I missed that shit, man. I was laying in the bed early. I was
flashback.
Like, damn. Yeah. Because it used to be our Sunday thing. I used to get up, go get him. We
on
smoke
Sunday.
On the Sunday, smoke, go to hash browns.
That's how you know he was a freaky ass nigga. You went and picked up dick. That's how you know you really like that. You went and picked up his dick. You really like that.
I really liked the mouth. Okay.
Either way it go, you liked it. You was going to get it.
You want me to go battle wood?
You was going to get it. Either way. That's all I'm saying. Either way it go, you was going to get it. That's all I'm saying.
You want me to go battle wood? Because I knew I was getting my
ass. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, y'all go pick up pussy all the time. So
exactly.
What's wrong with it?
What's the difference?
And drop off. Now ring the bell again.
Don't get it twisted, though.
So pick up and drop off pussy. What's the problem?
It's just different because it's a woman. That's all. It's devil staring at us, but you know.
If I want that dick, I'm going to get that dick.
It's just funny as hell.
Yeah, I'm going to go get it.
That's just like saying you take a bitch, you take a nigga out. Pay for this, that, and the third.
I have.
And but listen though. But what if the nigga don't fuck you? You expected some dick, and he don't fuck you. Is you gonna feel like this hoe ass? You ain't
never
a hoe anyway.
I spend my money on you. I'm fucking.
Now you peel Cosby. What if he don't want to fuck?
Either I'm fucking or we fucking.
Oh, shit.
Look at her.
No, I ain't gonna lie. She right,
she
though.
Like,
if I spend my money, tight, you better give me that dick.
I saw it in her ass, though. I saw it in her ass. She really mean that.
I
saw it in her ass, though.
No, we gonna have a problem.
I'm fucking or we fucking.
For real.
We're going to have a problem. I'm a strappy
she
down.
She done been down that way before.
I'm a strappy down.
She done took a lot of dick.
She
literally.
Done been down that way before.
Like, she physically took dick.
Yeah, give me your dick.
Like, I can see it in her face.
See, and that's the problem. Like, we can't.
Where are them bitches at?
That's the double standards. We can't be like, I want some dick.
Shit.
I'm taking that dick.
Then we're labeled as hoes.
Right. Now we're a hoe.
Ain't no such thing as a hoe.
Y'all just don't tell nobody about it. Keep it to tell motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And make sure the niggas don't know each other.
But see,
y'all
want
to run through the whole team. But if you fuck with a nigga from this team and this team over here, this team over there, my bad. You feel you got a hole no more because shit, only five different people know about it, five different areas, but you want to fuck with five different niggas in one little group.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you're a hoe now.
Okay.
You feel
so,
what I'm saying? Yeah,
so
you said you real.
As long as you don't fuck with the inner circle.
Yes,
but the city's so small. But see, everybody
knows everybody in the city.
Well,
like,
if they don't, everybody knows somebody.
You fuck with one dude in the city,
and even
you fuck with one guy.
But like, even if it's a low key nigga, like if it was like a real low key nigga that ain't even really popping, he still know
somebody.
Everybody
knows some lame bitches that's pretty. Even if you ain't popping, motherfuckers be hip.
Exactly.
They be hip.
So it really don't matter.
Right.
It really don't matter.
But that's what goes back to we grown.
And everybody,
fuck that shit.
And
fuck that. You used to talk to my friend shit. Fuck that shit. We grown.
No, but
I'm not gonna lie.
Why you want to sit there and fuck with his best friend, his right hand man? So like that's.
I'm saying, hey, sis, if you used to talk to him when we were 16, he's fair game. If y'all used to talk when y'all was 16, he's fair game.
It's different.
Fuck out of here.
We talking about when a nigga was motherfucking 28 and a nigga only 29 now.
Time out. Flag on the plate, traveling. My homegirl in my lab, she's talking about if niggas ain't talk too much, it'd be all good. A lot of,
exactly.
No, wait a minute.
A lot of females feel like that, though.
No, but let me speak up for. Let me speak up for.
I got you too because I know what you about to say. That's if this my man's and I'm fucking a bitch he used to fuck. I'm not gonna keep that shit from him. You know
what
I'm saying? I'm
gonna
be like, bro, I used to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't no keep it between us. But I'm just gonna keep it real with my man's. You know what I'm saying? I used to hit your bitch. Consecutively, we used to fuck.
Consecutively. Consecutively.
Y'all know Miss
sure
D can't
we don't,
talk.
Okay, make sure we don't strike that. Make sure we don't strike. Make sure we don't strike that from the podcast. We
I'm trying to get flued out.
I'm trying to get flued out too. It's twerk time.
Period.
Twerk time.
A lot of undercover fucking get exposed by bitches. It don't be niggas pillow talking. Bitches get good dick and they gotta tell somebody.
Yeah. But these niggas do be talking though.
I'm not saying we don't
way too much.
Listen though. I'm not saying we don't, but y'all gotta take some of the blame too. Though. Don't just put it all on us.
But
we just talk a lot of too.
But I'm gonna be honest. I'm a real honest person, and this nigga has legit told me like you're too honest. Lie to me sometimes because I'm really blunt and honest. Like I've messed with somebody and
you're
I go talk some. No, I used to go. I go talk to somebody else and stop talking to him. But then you know, like you said, Detroit's small as hell, so everybody know everybody. But I'd be like, I kick it to my nigga first before I let him hear it out in the street. Like, well, you know, I used to. Fuck with boy. I don't know how cool y'all is. I didn't know y'all was cool, but I used to fuck with him. Period.
Look at her face, though. She, like, explaining it, like...
For real. Like,
well,
no, because I've
took
been
my,
in...
She like took my crayon like back, so I took her motherfucking
pencil.
Like,
no, pencil. I've been in that situation
like
before.
Like a man. Look, baby. I fucked the bitch back then.
Yeah.
Shit, okay?
Yeah. Like, no,
she
like...
She talking
like a man. Like, and nigga be like, just... Lie to me, baby. You ain't gotta be so honest. But I don't know how to lie. Like I just rather just be honest.
I know how to lie, but I forget shit, so I just stop.
Since y'all on here, let me ask y'all this question. How do y'all take feedback from women when they say it wasn't good?
Ooh.
Never had that.
See, now y'all on here capping. This is not that type of show.
On a Holy Bible
don't
Christ.
Cap.
No, listen though.
So you telling me every time you hit a bitch.
I never say every time. If I
okay,
never,
well, I got another
no,
question.
Nobody never voiced it. They might have stopped fucking with me, but they never voiced it.
Oh, okay. So they just stopped fucking with you.
No, I'm being for real. That's what I'm saying.
Nobody ever told me I wasn't good.
That's what I'm saying. I never had that.
When I called the bitch for that motherfucking, for the rematch, you feel me? That bitch, so she said to spit in this shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was over then.
Nah, I know. Like, damn, you feel me? Maybe I ain't doing what I had.
Or at the same time, bitches cut like niggas. She might just want to see what it was like.
Or maybe that is
bitches
well,
be cut
yeah,
too.
My
bitches
little boo
cut.
Felt like that. He was like, the first time I thought you was just testing me. And I was like no, nigga,
cut.
I really wanted to fuck with you. He was like, nah, I thought you was just testing me. I ain't
who
know you wanted
people?
This for real. Shit, bitches be out here, like you said, just want to hit and see what it's like.
For real.
Like,
but
really be,
I mean,
really
I
be
wasn't loose. On that shit, but I seen what it was like, then I liked it. And I was mad, too. Like, bitch.
Damn.
And then y'all
right,
catch
that
feelings.
Be the, that surprise dick.
Y'all catch feelings, though. That's be the crazy part, though, man.
How y'all want to be on some savage shit, but y'all want to catch feelings, though?
We catch feelings for certain ones and be savage. We know who to be savage with and who to catch feelings for.
Some right. Women only don't. The good
not
niggas.
Not necessarily.
Some
though.
Women do, some women don't. But if
There's
I
some
catch
savage bitches out here.
Me.
I'm a savage. I wear it probably.
I'm a savage. I'm savage, savage.
Link in the bio.
I'm a savage, savage. Hey, savage,
anybody savage. In my life looking for some savages?
Hey, but see, follow I'm me a changed
yep,
woman.
Cold,
I'm a changed woman. S-H-E. Like, no, I am though because y'all understand. I'm about to be 30, man. I gotta get my life together. I'm ready to have kids. I ain't got no kids.
I ain't got no kids either, man. But see, I can't have kids. You feel what I'm saying, though, man? My nut don't work for someone.
Okay. No, I wouldn't.
Listen.
I can't have kids.
I'm trust a changed me. Woman, but still, my mood is on God bless, period. God bless, period. I'm trying to get flued out. Anyway, all right.
All right.
So do y'all feel like men and women can just be friends?
Hell yeah, it can be
no, without fucking, without fucking
with
like,
no sexual.
Oh yeah,
I got a lot of friends who have
all my
fuck
all yet, my though, real friends is trying to pop
females.
Yeah, I don't all the niggas I hang around is my kinfolk. All my friends is girls.
So you don't hang with
have
the ops.
A female friend.
Who? The ops.
Be cool.
Everybody like you niggas, said your kinfolk.
Yeah, yeah. I don't fuck with niggas.
You don't fuck with outsiders.
Not for real.
That's good.
So you never met a female where you just like, oh, that's my best friend.
I have a best friend.
You got a best friend, a female best friend?
Yeah. And you ain't never fucked your
we've
best
been
friend.
Friends for how long? For a long shit. Like a dime in the game.
Hey, shout out to his best friend.
You ain't never fucked your best friend. You ain't never thought about fucking your best friend?
I'm a man, of course.
But
at the same time, you can't cross them boundaries, though. You feel me?
Talk about it.
So you do... Okay, so y'all got a...
oh, shit.
A completely unsexual relationship, but you do from time to time think about fucking her.
No. That's over with.
His best friend gotta be ugly.
I'm just saying, though, like, that's really my man's.
She don't
though.
Gotta be ugly.
Like that's really my man's.
If you don't think
like,
about trying to fuck her,
like, he said he has thought about it, but he just know, like.
That was like way when we first. Yeah, before, but like, that's like way before we established, like, we was really, really, you know what I'm saying? Like, this really my man's. Like, this my people's.
Yeah, so she put you in a friend zone.
No. I didn't say nothing. I ain't trying to fuck her. Who this?
What's up, Miss Ass? Ashley in the building. He looking at her ass. Looking at her ass. I go, damn. She looking thick she today. Y'all know them gray leggings. Them gray leggings.
She coming in here with her come do me boots.
Hey. Talk about it. Talk about it, sis.
What's up, girl?
We on mic check.
She got her drink.
Okay, we can't right. represent what today. I know I started a trend.
Yeah, I just had two shots.
This is Ralph right here.
Let me talk. Hi, Ralph.
Hey.
Shout out.
Shout out.
I ain't gonna lie, because this shit lit.
We lit right now. Answer FaceTime calls.
Okay, cool.
The fuck?
But yeah, we was talking what? About men and women just being friends. Like, not can they be friends? And he said like he has a best friend and they're just friends. He thought about fucking her. He never put it to the table. Okay. But he established like that's really my man's. And it kind of the same thing that I was going through with my best friend. Like I didn't want that to fuck up our friendship. You know what I'm saying? Because our friendship is what I really value the most. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're not a real best friend. If your best friend said I'm horny and he ain't got no hoes to fuck with, your best friend supposed to be there to be like, you know what? I'm about to come bust it up for you
and
one
time. That's what it is. That's it's men and women being though. Friends. That's right. I'm not saying.
First of all, as a best friend, I'm not obligated to fuck you.
It's different strokes for different folks, though. You know what I'm saying? You got another person you're dealing with.
I mean, if you want to fuck on your best friend, go ahead. Do what you want. You grown. But I just feel like once you do that, it ain't no coming back. It ain't no more best friend.
We ain't friends no more. We're not friends.
Because I've been in that situation and I'm like, Nah, sis.
That's not that.
I mean, but you, it's not all about, I mean, I want to say best friends, but I can be friends with men.
I have exes that we dated and then, okay, so just real quick to tell you what happened. I just got pulled over, so I had to fake cry. So if you see my eyes already,
this bitch, I got to
cry. I wouldn't expect that shit. I
didn't want anybody to be like,
yeah, what you all kind of
You a real one.
No, as soon as he hit my window, I said, Officer.
I
said I had to get to the hospital, and then I just acted like
that's
I
my favorite
get the
rest lie.
Out.
That's my favorite lie.
I couldn't get the rest
I got
out.
Pulled over by the airport, and I was like, I couldn't nobody take her to the doctor. She really it was an important appointment. She had to go, and I was the only one that could take her. That's the reason why I'm
a lot of
driving.
Girls out here use the heavy flow.
Ooh, I don't know if that would work.
They always say they get off on it.
Really?
Yeah. Use the what?
The what is the flow? Excuse? Excuse me, officer, I'm on my period. So
no,
I'm speeding.
They say it's just like it's over.
Oh,
more than usual.
Okay.
So
and the officer be like,
so
oh,
they gotta
I should
go to the doctor.
That, but
no,
like they gotta get to the
get
house. They gotta
get
somewhere
like,
to get
a,
the
a
blood.
Excessive
up.
Right now.
That actually is a good lie.
I don't use that. Maybe that would have kept me out of jail.
Bitch,
no.
That's only been in the cell.
No, I'm saying maybe
they
I should
like,
have.
They got Maxis at the damn county.
You're right.
You probably got off brand too.
It
probably hurt.
That Maxi brand. They're actually the ones that we have at work. That's the ones that they have at gym.
I would never use that shit.
Yeah, I just one day I just had to see like, oh, they gonna put pads and sanitary napkins in the little thing for us. Let me see.
You see, they started charging.
It's 25 cents.
We gonna talk about that.
So
time.
I was like,
I really wanted to. Like,
I was like, oh, let me go ahead and see what kind of brand they provide us. And I looked at it. I was like, this is the shit they gave me when I was in the county.
No, they upgraded to the Tampax, but they start charging 25 cents for them bitches.
Yeah, I was in the county.
You had
I'm
a case. Oh, you had a
OCJ, sporting ooh. Blues and gray.
The rich county.
Talking about the rich county.
The rich county.
Yeah, I got. It was the judge was like. You much. Keep driving on a suspended license, I'm gonna need 1,700 and 5 days out of you.
Ooh, damn.
You gotta do a whole
are you, like, damn, you gonna take both of them?
Right. Oh, I was man. Like, you want my time and my money? You worse than these niggas, bitch. You want my time and my money?
Bitches want the niggas to spend everything.
That's different. That's
different.
No,
y'all gotta pay for this shit.
Yeah, you gotta pay to work your way to get it. And if you do good, you know, like we said, I'm going to buy my shirt set.
Listen, a lot of the time,
take his ass to Red Lobster.
You're not about to tell you about all the shit used to buy your ex, dude.
Not really.
And then when I come around, you don't want to buy me shit, though. You sound crazy as hell.
No, because my ex, dude, had to pay his way into the pussy. So you don't have to pay your way into the pussy.
Oh, so now he prostituted.
And if you do good, you might get a reward.
Whoa.
So, I feel like time and effort has to go into everything.
So what's the going rate to begin the process, you feel me?
I mean, it's just like dating. Like, you know, wine and dine. Like, wine and dine.
Wine and dine?
No, you don't. Chicken wings and fries. I done ha-ha my way into a lot of pussy.
Okay, ha-ha.
I done made a bitch laugh.
Okay, ha-ha.
I done ha-ha the bitch naked.
Because a bitch, don't get me wrong, like, it's... If you,
it's all about your vibe.
If you can get a bitch to laugh, you can scratch the surface.
And for the free boy, yeah, I ain't spent shit.
If you can get a bitch to laugh, you can scratch the surface.
I mean,
she was hungry,
laugh,
but if you continue to make me laugh,
then on top of that, I'm about to feed the bitch too.
You about to feed her?
No, she too.
You said you about to feed her?
No, you don't do my thing. I be whipping.
I'm full and I'm.
See, he said he has to feed a bitch. Rather, if you cook. You go out,
you
put a bitch out on
me,
a date.
You get this pussy.
Yeah.
If you cook,
yeah.
If that you get in the kitchen and whip some shit
up.
You
put more effort in into
what you like
feeding
to eat.
Me.
I like seafood.
You know what I'm saying?
The rim this big, I gotta shoot.
And then y'all talked about me when I was like, "Oh, our first date was I ate some crab legs."
No, because crab legs is a messy ass meal. So you was in that bitch like,
no. See, that's the thing, Taz. I've been eating crab legs for a long time.
I got my shit down pat, like catfish and shit, salmon and shit. That's still cool though. I'd rather fuck with fish over shellfish though.
Catfish is really good though.
All I was saying was you're supposed to be dainty and cute on your first date.
I'm gonna slurp that bitch
out
that beat
don't.
Out that leg.
We'll
look him in his ass.
I'm gonna
slurp that shit Mike out.
What are we talking about?
Let me show you
I
my mama made a hoe.
Look,
let me show
oh,
you.
Oh,
the
crab
legs.
Oh, the crab legs.
Let me show you my mama made a hoe.
Oh, like the crab legs.
Yeah.
Oh, like
the,
okay,
so,
the crab legs.
Let me show you my mama.
You have to show him that tongue. Hold on. Is this thing on?
She was getting them tongue work on the
show. She had me ready.
Let me get my Jill Scott on.
I'm gonna look me in the ass.
Get your Jill on.
Slap it. Slap it. Jill Scott. I ain't gonna lie,
she look like she better be able to keep up with Jill Scott though.
You know what?
Jill has Jill had some cold ass top.
She did. She knew from one cold topper to the next. She got some good top.
Okay. Okay. Freaky. Okay.
Big bitches winning though. That confirms it. That big bitches is winning.
They already like
because Cardi B already said they had good pussy. And then Jill
Scott. I just made that stat. And then Jill Scott got fat bitch pussy.
And then Jill Scott just showed that they can suck a dick. So the bitch got top and bottom. Big bitches is winning.
Yeah.
Big bitches. Shout out to all the big hoes.
I ain't never had no trash.
Y'all remember that scene in How High when Red Man was like, I love a fat bitch, more cushion for the pushing? That's true.
I did not see that, but I believe that.
How was it?
Pussy was immaculate. I ain't gonna lie.
That nigga went into his fucking TI vocabulary. The bitch pussy was immaculate.
Bitch had good pussy.
What was so good about it? Just because it was warm, it was inviting. Like, what was it?
It was the perk. It was cozy.
It was how was the aroma?
It was. I was comfortable in there.
She said, "How was the aroma?"
No, it was. It was just like. She I guess a regular size bitch pussy.
Because y'all don't know too many fat bitches who don't have kids, though.
Too many fat bitches. I know a lot of fat bitches don't got no kids. What you mean?
They probably ugly fat bitches, too.
No,
like
it's
that,
it's
though.
Some cute ones. Niggas really be cute. They be acting like they don't like fat bitches.
No, no, well, no. These niggas
I ain't gonna say fat bitches. I know that. I hate a lot of bitches that's bigger than what I usually fuck with. I ain't gonna say fat bitches.
But bigger. What's okay? So okay, exactly thick. Define fat. Cause what's fat?
Yeah, that's what Rudy told us.
Okay. Man, fat. I ain't gonna
fat
lie,
is
man.
Out of shape
we know
to me.
What the fuck fat is,
like a bitch
man.
Is funny shape. That's fat.
Funny shape. Oh, that's fat.
Comedy.
Look, comedy.
Yeah, no, bitch.
Is this level?
Bitch
had
back titties and shit.
Know fat is,
you know what I'm saying? That's fat.
Do
it. Funny
as fuck. Okay. But you
damn, this nigga said back titties.
Like when the bitches say, like, bitch, you every time I look at you, you all look pregnant. You fat 9 times out of 10.
If you got a question,
let me find out you're talking about me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got about 3 months. You got a question every time, like, shit, I don't want to be rude, but
no, for real, no, like, for real, like that has happened to me a
that's
lot.
Like, really, how you play it?
You drinking?
You
nah,
know, boy.
I ain't drinking. I'm gonna go. I'm just gonna leave on that note.
Is it me though? But anytime that somebody turns down a drink, I just automatically assume that they're on antibiotics.
Yeah, it's not.
I just automatically assume you're on antibiotics
like,
if you don't want to drink.
What you taking?
I saw that person got hit before with the Bill Cosby.
Especially if I know you drink. If we drink all the time, you all of a sudden don't want to drink. Oh, what's up?
What you?
Like, what's up?
Is it but you can be on antibiotics.
Or she tell me she ain't trying
stuff.
To fuck tonight.
That's what I said. That's either the tooth or something else. What's up? What you trying to clear up?
I don't know.
If you're on antibiotics, I automatically assume you're burning. I don't give a fuck if you're too fucked up. I automatically assume you're
on a liquor. Listen. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to drink shit. You feel me, man? Because that means you ain't trying to fuck type shit.
That's exactly what
that means. I just spent $40 already, though.
I'm glad you said that.
$40.
Because people feel like you buy weed, you buy liquor, you automatically supposed to bust it open.
Bust
and that's
it open.
Not it. No,
if I just, cook, you bitch got
to
fuck.
Whoa, I just bought liquor and weed, and you ain't trying to fuck?
Well, let me put a mental note in not to ask you to cook.
If I cook, a bitch got to fuck. Because I put real time and dedication in this shit.
What you be cooking?
I put real cheese into this shit.
What you like?
No.
Scallops
and
shit. We did talk about that.
We did.
I got a little time after this.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Okay, well, just put me a plate to the side. I'll come pick it up.
I'll put it to the side for a bean.
Yeah. Like you, put it to the head.
Y'all
is
crazy.
Y'all is crazy. I'm getting real nasty in here. It's right up my alley.
Okay.
So Drake talking nasty.
We uncut and unbothered.
Everybody go around. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus.
You a Taurus?
Yeah. Yeah, Leo lying ass.
I'm a stop sign.
Boy.
What's that?
Boy.
What's that?
I'm a Leo, though.
You a Leo?
You a Leo, too? Talk about it. All these Leos in here. All these kings. All these kings in here.
That's why you talk like that, little nasty ass. That's why you talk like that. That's right in my alley.
Exactly.
Little black man.
Who's playing music?
Oh, my phone is playing music.
Why? Why?
It was a filter.
That snap.
The filter was saying.
Oh, okay.
I was just pressing buttons, y'all. But yeah. I'm sorry. I came in late.
But this is off the record, though. We're going to have to do something after here, though.
For sure.
Okay. Shoot your shot then.
Let me know what's going on. Shoot
your shot 2018.
Listen, only shot that's not taken is the one that you don't take.
Okay.
You miss 100%. You mean the only shot that you missed?
Do you know what the fuck?
You fucked that all the way up.
You know the fact.
You fucked that all the way up.
You shoot your shot in traffic.
You know how many bitches I didn't pull on a fucking freeway?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the freeway.
You sound so you ain't never put a nigga on the freeway.
I ain't never pulled a bitch on the freeway. You got me on that one. Bro,
I'm pulling bitches everywhere.
You got me on that one for sure.
You're irresponsible. You don't even know what I fully look like. If you put my number on the freeway, I'm not answering your call.
You look straight up top.
All you see is this. You don't know what the fuck else is going on here. You don't even know.
All I gotta do is be like, shit.
That's real scary. And you're living on the ass.
You be wagging the motherfucker in front of Nick Dow.
You're living on the ass.
I'm not like that. You know, all the big girls.
You say you're walking around looking like Janet Jackson.
You look more like
Freddie Jackson.
She looks fine.
Why all the big girls fool you though? They take pictures from their titties up.
But see, that's the thing too though, man. But even don't give a fuck about looks though.
But even when I take pictures like from the chest up, I look like a big bitch because I'm so heavy chest.
I want to say you get big titties though.
Yeah, so it's like I automatically look like I'm just overweight, like I'm fat. Because
which is crazy because nobody takes selfies like fat girls. Fat girls know they angles like a motherfucker.
They fool the shit out you. That's what they do. They hate you. They fool the fuck out you.
Bitch and this bitch, they know how to take a picture. If nothing else, a fat girl can take a picture. She kill it every time.
Yeah, you got to talk into your mic.
Oh, my bad.
Right here. Ooh, the front part, right here.
Get the Keith Sweat going.
But I don't know who. Oh, hold on. Gotcha. What's up, y'all? This is
my dog and my lad to my big girls be the prettiest ones.
They do be real pretty, though.
Right, his live going up.
It's going up and down.
I've been in and out the bitch.
Well, while you hollering that bitch, go follow Uncut and Unbothered.
Yeah, you know.
And tune the fuck up. Matter of fact,
hey, we in this. I'm feeling there. Real
type
good,
it on
y'all.
Type it
on there. You fuck with your
y'all ready? Okay, what's the stereotype about your zodiac sign is not true?
You already know.
It's all true.
It's all true.
I'm going to have to believe them. It's all factual.
Listen, man, they don't know me like that. You hear me? I ain't about to sit here and set me off the last bum ass Leo. You ain't about to sit here and tell me I'm the same. Nah, fuck all that.
They talk about us like dogs, like we just ain't shit.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all what y'all Leos are.
Wait, how you going to tell me about me?
Because I'm a Leo.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm going to have to believe you then. Go ahead. I'll listen to you.
Wait, I'll listen to you.
I'll listen to you. Go ahead. Let me see what you get.
Hey, how you pin this shit? I always
you gotta tap the comment
back because you don't know what you're doing.
Tap it in, right? I'll say once you tap it, she'll say pin it.
It don't.
Let me see.
My thumb big as hell.
Having technical difficulties in the studio,
right? But
damn, broke my phone.
You can't even do it yourself.
I'm lying.
Oh.
Hey, do we get
I was just about to say I can't afford it. I just dropped this XX Max, so I can't afford it. I'm broke for a minute.
You done dropped that bitch, and now you
I done dropped it. So I ain't gonna say I'm broke. I'm just gonna chill out on the unnecessary spending.
Made your bed, laying it.
Yeah,
gone.
And I am.
Is somebody doing this? Huh?
My Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio, so my sign is we freaky as shit.
I heard that too.
I'm a Taurus.
I heard y'all the king and queens of first nighters. You feel me?
That's not true. Yeah. Well, not for me. I can say I've only had one.
You're lying.
When you no, walk I swear to God.
I swear you're lying.
Yeah, I've only had one in my entire life. No, seriously, I've only had one.
Mm-mm. Same.
Why do you think I'm lying?
Because I had one.
You don't like your
I've had one.
I've only had one. First nighter, so I met you in that same night I experienced that.
No, first night. No.
Well, okay, then you talking about
the first night of us actually chilling together.
Exactly. Yeah, you get it crazy. That's playing crazy. Let's talk about it, as they say. Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
You feel me?
No,
define first nighter.
Like a few times.
I ain't even gonna lie. I didn't first night my way into a whole relationship.
Oh,
I've never done that.
What's the first nighter?
One night turned into a weekend.
Talk about it, bitch.
Weekend turns into every weekend.
What's a one nighter? A one nighter is I met you, we fucked. I never called you again.
I met you last night.
That's a one night stand.
That's a one night stand.
He said
that's
a first night.
That's a one nighter.
He just means he's talking about a first
night.
Okay,
my bad.
He's
talking about a first night.
Yeah, that's a first night. He mean the first night. One night, like you said, yeah, I just met you. And I fucking the same. Like, oh, I got to.
Well, I did that once.
I got offered a job.
I'm going to go say that
on a Sunday.
On a Sunday. Where am I?
Oh, you going up. What's your resume look like?
Man, that bitch.
I ain't got shit on my resume.
You ain't got shit on your resume? I don't believe
my
it.
My resume ain't shit.
You look smart as shit. You look like you work at fucking Google and shit. And you just be playing like
I'm just
you.
A business owner.
Mm-mm. But no, I've had a one night stand, only one.
Okay.
And like I said, I first nighted my way into her relationship, and the nigga still love me to this day.
Look, you one of them. You the first. Look at that.
That's
look,
why I don't
she
do
gave
that.
The pussy at the
I'm not
first
doing
night.
That.
Y'all want to hear the
and
story?
She made the
nigga
come for
y'all.
Listen,
y'all want to hear
ratchet head and pussy on him.
Y'all, the crazy thing about it is, I didn't even suck his dick the first night.
She lied.
But you sucked it though.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can't suck his dick. You can
suck his dick the first night. He like that.
But once we was in a
relationship,
but once we was in a relationship, once we was in a relationship, I gave it to him. I gave it to him once we was in a relationship.
Depends on the bitch. I eat her pussy the first night.
That's you.
That's also true. You might get some tongue. You might get a flat tongue lick, full top. But you're not gonna get.
She about to eat this dick. She not about to. She not about to play with me.
Not on the first night. You're not gonna get the 2-hand twist on the first night.
I ain't gonna lie though. That 2-hand twist. She talking about get me every time.
Every time.
To the roof. Listen, that shit gonna go to the roof. Listen. I swear to God, that shit gonna go to the roof.
Listen.
Never fails.
No, I think this one.
That too. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Getting that dickhead, that shit get it up out of there.
No, I'm talking about lick the balls and... Oh, yeah.
Injecting that dickhead. I'm telling you. That shit go...
y'all ever act like that shit tastes so good, like candy.
That's how you know bitch really in debt. Ooh, bitch love sucking dick.
See, my booty nigga, right...
That's what he's calling that. He just sounds so gay when you say that. My booty nigga. That just make him sound so gay. That make him sound so gay talking about my booty nigga.
We talking about Rudy. Okay. But he used to ask me, like, can you, know what I'm saying? Can you get me here? Can you get me here? And I was like, no. When I feel comfortable enough with you to do it, I'll do it. But
so niggas be asking,
I'm probably, yeah.
How do they, can you suck it? Just.
Can you suck my dick out?
Can you suck my
dick?
Can
you whip it out?
But see, I had to break it down to him. Like, I had to break it down.
Whatever you do with it is on you.
But no, I had to break it down to him. Like, don't rush me or force me into doing it because I actually enjoy doing it.
That's
the thing. So when I warm up to you and I'm doing it for you, you're going to enjoy it. But guaranteed, I'm going to enjoy it more than you will.
I'm about to let me as a pussy after this.
So,
put it on the floor.
I just had to break
Big
it down
Marco
to
needs
him.
Some. Who yeah. down?
I had to break it down to him.
I
and
need
the
some.
First time me giving him head, he was like, bitch, I think I love you.
Oh. That's why you can't suck every nigga dick.
Right, exactly. The head game had these niggas going crazy.
But bitches don't even be having the neck that they claim to be. Bitches be having mediocre ass neck.
Not true.
You look me in my ass?
Not true, not us.
You know my neck ain't mediocre.
I believe you, too.
Everybody in this room, head fire.
I want to see your mom when you say that.
Look at that.
B.
Yes, ma'am. Suck my yes, ma'am. Crazy ass.
I'm a happy believer.
Drop your handles real quick for
him.
Drop your handles.
I ain't gonna be
fake. Head wish, bitch. Off.
My dick jumped a little bit.
I know it did.
It jumped a little bit.
All right. This is okay. I'm motherfucking bothered. Don't know what time it is today.
It jumped a little bit.
I got that mojo. Got that voodoo on your ass.
It's okay. I'm just gonna pull up. I'm just gonna pull up with the shrimp scampi and the scallop, and we're gonna have a whirl.
Ooh, you said scallop.
Heavy butter.
Just put mine to the side, though. You know,
girl, you not in on this.
Yes, I am. I put this together. So I need a peace offering.
I guess you had something to do with it.
I need a peace offering.
Who got that Jill head?
Somebody just said that in my lab. They talking about if she doing the Jill, nigga, show us.
Hey. My mic go up and down. I mean, you can hit it with this.
Okay. If any one of y'all can suck a dick like this, I'm scared.
I watch a lot of porn. Okay.
That's where y'all get y'all. Do y'all get y'all moves from porn or experience?
Porn.
I gotta listen to that nigga.
I get them from both.
Porn. I don't even say experience because, I watch a lot of porn, and when I watch it, I try like to reenact it. Like my first turned me out to porn, and I had to tell him this that one day, like a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, you really turned me out. Like I'm freaky, like I am because of you.
Because of porn.
The very first porn he bought me was Superhead. Her and Mr. Marcus.
Can I tell y'all what my favorite kind of porn is?
The best neck. That one particular scene, that bitch had cold neck.
Yeah.
I was turned out. That's how the two-hand twist.
I was jacking off with VHSs.
To be honest with you, that's where the two-hand twist came from. Superhead.
How you jacking off and you got
to
rewind?
The video vixen.
I had to rewind it. I put that bitch right where I'm supposed to.
All
right.
We got to wrap this up, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is week 7. Uncut, Unbothered. Oh, yeah. Thank you to our special guest for coming out. Drop y'all handles one more time.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm trying to drop hers.
He trying to shoot his shot.
It's shot. Ain't no shot.
It's shot.
Follow me on Instagram. You feel me? What is it? Ben Sip and Remy.
I don't know your name.
What is that? Remy and Lyle 31. Facebook. You feel me? AJ Washington, man. We out here.
We going to have y'all back.
Drop your handles, Marco.
Come on back.
Big Marco. 2 underscores.
Big Marco.
Is it Big Marco?
Follow
skinny niggas land.
That is true.
I do know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely
follow him on the platform. You know what I'm saying?
I get Ma's life. I got my everyday life shit. I record everything. It's just
we
got
to do this again. This is really fun.
I just like the studio. The studio thing just had me lit. I'm and I've been drinking. I've been drinking before I got here.
It's your girl, Miss D. You know, follow me on the gram. Osama Daughter. And don't forget to follow Uncut Aunt Abandoned.
It's your girl, T Street.
She talking about skinny niggas do got the best dick.
They do.
Don't we?
Follow me, Yep She Cold, YUPSHEKOLD.
Y'all crazy as hell. I'm still fucking, bitch.
Though.
You feel me?
All
friends. He talking about I'm still fucking.
Okay.
Hair witch
bitch. All fronts. Instagram, Twitter.
Definitely. I done definitely
follow
left
us
a nigga hanging.
On Facebook, too. You see on my shirt if you on my live. If you're not, I'm cutting up bothered. Boy, my titties up.
I was telling you, like, push them up. That kind of titties.
All the way up.
Turn me on, too. Did they kind of saggy?
Put them in my mouth.
Hey.
All right. We out of here.
Yeah, we got to go. Yeah, we out of here. This is real.